All right, so let's review the different positions here, which I see that you guys really read through all the sources. Once again, my experiment in trying to give out Rishonim for you guys to do is failed. That's okay. Ultimately, it's not the essential thing here. It's really try to work out a svara for all these things. So let's understand. Let's take the first thing, the issue of doing bedikah beforehand, okay? Of checking the knife beforehand, all right? And like we established yesterday, it would appear that that the knife, it would seem like the knife is more than simply a knife. It's not like a mila. It's like for mila, where the knife is merely a vehicle or a catalyst for bringing out a certain result. Rather, it's somehow it's connected to the process of shechita itself. That point is going to be a critical point when we understand the rest of these positions. But what does everybody hold by knives in general? Even the Rush. What?
No.
Right, a stam knife is not okay. That it requires bedika. So let's look at the Rush first. So what does the Rush say? Yeah, the last page. Who's reading today? Read the Rush, yeah. Vim Shachat.
Vim Shachat Visakim Shaina Baduka.
Vinavad.
Vinavad Shkitaso.
Now should say Psula. The Memchas is the Korban, whatever, one of the before Shem on the Rush. So if a guy shechted with a knife that he didn't check beforehand,
didn't check, yeah.
And he loses the knife,
yeah.
The Shkita is what?
Pasul.
Okay. Vira.
Vira. What is that word?
What do you think that word is?
Tabach.
Butcher, right? Sheishlo.
Sheishlo is sucking that has a sucking miyuchedet.
L'shchita.
L'shchita.
So he has a knife.
For shchita.
Yeah, that's purposes for shchita, right?
Umachem miyuchad in a special place.
Right.
Shem tzniu.
Matzniu sham.
Tamid.
Tamid. Okay.
It's always in that place.
What does matzniu mean? No. Yeah, like in other words, now he has this huge, well, it has to be big, but he has this big shechita knife. It's very expensive. But he locks it like in a cabinet. What? Look, right, but it's separated out from the other knives. It's separated out from other knives, right? So what does he say? Right, so becheskas beduka tamid omedes, which means?
There's a chazaka. It's always checked.
Right. Okay. Always. In other words, this knife is defined as being a checked knife. Okay? Ve'im.
Which I don't understand. Okay, ve'im shachet bo below bedika, if the shofet does not check.
No, if he slaughtered the animal without checking it, v'nevad, and that knife was lost, the shechita bikasher, right? The shechita bikasher.
It's in the shechita box.
Right, no. Right, so I'm saying, so if he lost that knife, if he lost the knife, right, it'll be fine. A regular knife, if you lose that knife after you do shechita, right, and you didn't do bedika beforehand, you didn't check the knife beforehand, what's the halacha? The animal's strafe, okay? Or you can't eat the animal. But if I went ahead and used this special knife, even if I lost, I don't have to check beforehand, and even if I lost the knife, it would still be considered a good shechita. So why? And you have to remember, there's one other principle here. What's the principle? Stam sakinim, enam misukanim, right? Which means you're not. It's not in there. It's somewhere else. What does that mean? Stam sakinim.
Yeah, regular knives.
Regular knives, right? Enam.
They're not.
Mitukanim. What does that mean? What? Well, okay. Translate literally. You're right. What? Fixed, meaning that you have to always assume that the knife is not a good knife to use. Okay. So if that's true, so what kind of idea? So now I'm going to use the Rush, okay? Just take a look at the Miri, guys. Look at the Miri. If you look at...
Is that the only opinion that says you wouldn't need to check beforehand?
Everyone agrees you have to check beforehand.
No, exactly.
Miri, where he says, V'im haisa sakin, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom on the page that I have for you. V'im haisa
sakin zu miyuchadet l'shchita.
Right, so let's say this knife is set aside only for shechita. Badku pam acheres, and he checked it once already, meaning that it's been checked. When he first bought the knife, you know what you did?
Checked.
You checked it, Okay.
Alasman Marova.
Right. So even if it's used a lot, I put it away somewhere. Let's say it's there for a long period of time. No matter what, this knife is considered to be bechazaka. That's going to be a big word for us today. Chazaka being badak, right? The afapi.
Even if he didn't check it.
Achshav, shchita. Even if he doesn't check it now, before he does the shchita. Okay? And he loses it after he did shchita. It's mutter. Okay, now I'm not so interested in defining this last part, but it's an interesting point. Ha'im lo itznio, but let's say the guy didn't put it in a special cabinet. Okay? Whatever, a special place. Ain kan chazaka. Okay? There's no chazaka. Why? Asoy. Because what's this knife defined as now? A stam knife. Right? So it's not just enough to have a special knife for shchita, but it has to have a special makom too. Special cabinet or drawer for just for the knives. Okay? All right. So what do you say here? How do you define this? I ask. Well, what would you say the real issue here is they both agree there's a principle called stam sakinim inim etukanim. Okay? So if you want to go down the direction you're going, which I'm not disagreeing with you, it's going to have to be somewhere in that area, you need to bridge the following gap. You have to bridge the gap between saying that the maisa shchita requires a badika, which sounds very nice, right? But at the same time, what does it have to do with the fact that stam sakinim inim etukanim? Right? The second way, what you're saying, fits more naturally into that principle, right? Yeah. Right. In other words, it is. Stam, when you see a principle that says stam sakinim inim etukanim, there's two ways you can look at it through the lens of the halachic system. Okay? Is that there's stam sakinim inim etukanim means that there is some type of chashash that exists here. There's a concern that we have. What's the concern? Knives are not good. Okay? So now the question is, when we say that, which framework are we talking about? Right? So one framework would be, as Levi's saying, is the halachic framework. Meaning that meaning what? Meaning that the chashash is intrinsically part of that identity of the knife. Every knife has that chashash inside it, right? So that's what I would say. It's not just enough to say that the maisa b'dika is part of the process. You're right, that's true. But I would say what the maisa b'dika does, it actually creates what?
You're moving it from a regular knife to a knife.
Right, now this thing has like a chetza of shchita knife. It acquires the chaloshem. It's now, this is a new abstract definition on this knife, okay? That's one way to learn. But it could be the Rush doesn't like that. Could be the Rush, similar to what you're saying, could be the Rush is saying that let's not go nuts here with trying to create these halachic kefsas. Rather, it's a very simple thing. That I just have to ensure, like the way you're saying, I have to ensure, what does it mean to ensure the knife is checked? Like that's what you were saying, right? What does that mean? It means that I just have to make sure there's no, we're not talking about like a abstract idea of chashash. Chashash is just a feature of the knife. I mean, it's not built into the property of the knife itself, halachically. Rather, we say, listen, let's look at our knives in front of us. This kind of knife is one that doesn't have a chashash, because it's a shchita knife. It's defined as one without a chashash. But every other knife, what is the literal meaning of stam kalim, stam sakinim inim tukanim is that every knife has in it a concern. There's a concern, practically speaking, that there might be a nick in the knife. So therefore, practically speaking, I got to check every single knife. You understand? But if I have a knife that comes along, that I can remove that chashash vis-a-vis what the knife is, then you're fine. But give it its own cabinet. Special knife with its own cabinet. Making miyuchad. It's a knife just for shchita. Because it's a very practical concern. You guys aren't used, think about a kitchen, okay? Like my kitchen, right? So my knives just scatter all over the place, right? I mean, we use knives that are supposed to be used for A, for B, C, D, E, F, and G, right? So the fact that knives can be mixed up, in this area where a nick is such a concern, you have that chashash. But if a guy sets it aside, the chashash there won't exist anymore. But if you hold it as a halachic idea, that stam kalim and we're talking is halachic, so then the maisa b'dika, you're right, it's part of the shchita, of course. But you'll see, you're going to have to refine that when you get to the next mapogos. But the idea is that when you check that knife, you've now created this knife of shchita. So there is no such thing as a knife of shchita until you do the maisa b'dika. That creates that idea. No, it depends. Stam kalim, according to the Rosh, stam kalim tongue means that knives, no, you won't have to check it, except for the first time. We'll get that. Now we're going to transition to afterwards. For now, let's just deal with before.
Because
even he holds that, what do you call it? So the question now is a corner of Huna, okay? So we said yesterday, it's certainly according to Ramban, we said yesterday, it seems to make sense to do some Rafuna, right? That I have to do Badika after the Shchita, okay? It seems reasonable to assume that. That Rafuna is going to hold Now, again, all we said about the bedika beforehand is that it's. Let's forget the rush for now. Let's just use the way that most were trying to learn. That I had to do bedika before. I had to do a ma'aseh bedika before shechita. And let's assume you want to say that somehow it's connected to the shechita process. But I won't go further than that at this point. Okay. Now the question is that do I have to do bedika afterwards? Okay. According to Rav Huna. So one way of learning is that, hold on, the Ramban's going to say that, yes, you have to do bedika afterwards, without question, okay? You have to do bedika afterwards. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says you do not do bedika afterwards, okay? Now, but what about the fact that Rav Huna holds there's a cheskas iser on, on the animal prior to Shechita, right? Why would you not do bedika afterwards according to the Rashba's way of learning? The animal. The animal has a cheskas iser, right? There's what's Rav Huna's principle? Rav Huna's principle is that the cheskas iser stays until bima nishkata, until I know it's shechted. Okay, so hold on. Did you ask a question? Let's make sure the facts are clear. So according to Rashba's way of learning Rav Huna, right, where you don't require bedika afterwards. What about this idea that lechachila, but not yuzo chiyev, no chiyev. Hold on. So what about that principle, right? So if in the Rashba, in there, what he basically says, to summarize it, is because he's saying that there's no reusa. In other words, like this. In other words, when we say there's a chazak, you guys remember the term reusa?
Yeah, sure.
What does reusa mean? Okay. So there has to be some, and when we say the cheskas iser exists in the animal beforehand, until I know that it was shechted, right? B'men ishkata means as long as there's no reusa to point to, right? There's no reusa. Where's the reusa here? If I shecht it, let's say I lose a knife, okay? Did I check the knife beforehand? Yes. Was it a good knife? Do I have any evidence of there being a reusa? So it still should be good shechita. So what's that machlokas? But was Ramban says, no, it's ma'akev. I have to check the knife afterwards. It's a very difficult machlokas. Not easy. So again, according to the Ramban says there's a chiyah b'dika before and there's a chiyah b'dika afterwards. Separate chiyah b'dika. Okay, and therefore, if I didn't check it, or if I lost the knife, that's it for the animal. Okay, whereas according to the Rashba, Rashba says no. Rashba says that there's no chiyah b'dika afterwards. There's a it's a kiyam or lechatchila, whatever. It's an ideal thing to do, right? Yeah. Right. But and therefore, if I lost a knife, what's the status of the animal? It's kosher, right? But what about the fact that? But what about the principle that cheskas iser and the v'men nishchata? So he would say that, but there's no evidence of a reusa here. You need something to tell me that there's something wrong with the knife. What's telling me there's something wrong with the knife? Nothing. So what's the machlokas? That I would say like the Rashi seems to make more sense. If I check the knife beforehand, what do I have to check it afterwards for? I checked it. It's a good knife. It's good to go. I'm done. But there's no end to it. There's no end to chashashes. I'm saying the guy checked it before and it should be sufficient. You know, okay, guy wants to be a firm Jew and check it afterwards. But what to make it a separate chiyah b'dika, a separate chiyah b'dika to the point where if I didn't do it, that no, but that's the thing. It sounds like a nice thing to do. If what is part of the process? Okay, maybe it is part of the process. Now we're talking. It's the simplest question possible. What is the purpose of the b'dika afterwards? No, did you? No, did we? No. What? No, but more than how do we look at the bedika, the question is, what is the bedika afterwards doing? What is its purpose? Why would you check it afterwards? Okay, that's going to be the question. They're going to argue that the machlok is going to have to be totally on what is that bedika afterwards? What are you doing? What are you checking? So before we get to Ramban Rashba, let's just get, in general, forget the Ramban Rashba for a second. It's just in general, what's the difference between a checking afterwards versus a checking before? When you're checking before, what are you doing? When you're checking afterwards, what are you doing? No, you don't have to get too definitive here. Just simply, what would you say the difference is?
Well, when checking before is a...
The initial step you would take is that all the bedika before and tells you is one thing. All it tells you is that this knife is a good knife for shechita. But it's not telling you anything about the ma'aseh shechita. The bedika afterwards tells you about the ma'aseh shechita. You understand? The bedika before, when you check a knife before, and all I can tell you is one thing. This is a sharp knife. That's it. That's all you can assess from that first checking. This knife is a sharp knife. I'm good to go. But it can't tell you. I'm saying at this point, what's it telling you about the shechita itself? Nothing. When I check, checking afterwards will tell me what? The shechita itself is a good shechita.
You don't need checking beforehand.
Why not?
Because
if you're going to tell me that's what the bedikah is doing, ultimately afterwards, whether my shechita, whether the actual ma'aseh shechita was good, so what do the bedikah before and for? Right? So therefore, what does he say? You have to do bedikah before, you don't have to do bedikah afterwards. But that's exactly his kasha. You hit it right in the head.
How is that a kasha, though?
Because what's the...
If you had the blemish beforehand,
No, because you say it's a waste. Rather than go ahead and take the chance of shechting the animal... Worrying about maybe, no, if you check it beforehand, you know for sure. Right, so you have to check before. The chiv is to check before. No, it's kasha in the Ramban. He's saying, according to the Ramban, what do you mean there's a chiv to check afterwards? Why do you have to check afterwards? Right? Because you're checking afterwards is telling you what? Checking afterwards will tell you what? Whether the shechita was good or not. Right? Oh, so I'll tell you, I have a very good idea. Let me check the knife beforehand. And if I check the knife beforehand, I'll know that going into this now it's going to be a good shechita. At least what his question is.
No, but it could have been infected on the way.
What? There's a chashash there. Okay, so then has Rashba answer that? Again, this is how you have to set it up. You have to set up, what's saying? You have to set it up by saying that at minimum, okay, I'm saying for a reason, right? At least the checking of the knife beforehand is telling you that this knife is good to go, right? And at the very least, checking it afterwards, all that can tell you is, not telling you about the knife beforehand, all it's telling you is that was this Maisa Shkita good Maisa Shkita? It's not just a question, I think, insofar as the bedikah afterwards. There's also a question about the bedikah before, right? This is the overall machlokas about the bedikah itself, the whole concept of bedikah when it comes to shechita. So the Ramban is going to hold that the bedikah before and only does one thing. Like Levi was saying, it only does one thing and one thing only. It tells me that this knife is good to go. That's it. It doesn't tell me anything about the ma'aseh shechita. It can't. The only thing it tells me about ma'aseh shechita is what happens afterwards. So therefore, according to the Ramban, now let's be careful about this. So according to the Ramban, what happens? Just putting halachically, the ma'aseh bedikah is part of the ma'aseh bedikah afterwards is part of the very process of shechita itself. The ma'aseh bedikah you do beforehand is not part of the process of shechita. That is its own phenomenon. There's a separate idea that I must make sure this knife is good to go. What? Right. Exactly. Well, hold on. Let me say one more thing. But what the Ramban is, but what's behind that idea? What the Ramban is saying is that what is the bedikah doing afterwards? All I have in front of me is I have a good knife and I have an animal. When I slice through, what halachic state exists in the animal as I'm slicing through? Suffolk. Okay? What's the bedikah afterwards going to do? Resolve the suffolk. It removes the suffolk. That's what the bedikah does afterwards. And that's why, throughout the entire process of shechita, all halach is seeing is suffolk, 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 suffolk. Once I check the knife, you know what I've done? I've now removed the suffolk. There's no suffolk anymore. So that's why the bedikah is part of the process of shechita, according to the Ramban. Okay? So what would the Rashba say? See, that would be the Ramban's answer to the Rashba. The first bedikah is not part... Okay, well, I'm giving it away. The Rashba is saying, no. The Rashba, I think, is saying that the shechita begins the moment I do what? I check the knife. Okay? Haschala shechita is when I check the knife. Now, here's what I want to posit. This is the hardest part, but what does checking the knife do now? It's an interesting idea, because we don't usually like what are called prospective concepts in halacha, but it seems like it is working here, meaning looking forward to the future. But what when I check that knife, since you say it's the haschala shechita, what now? What happens now? It's not just that the knife is good to go. It's more than that.
Oh, you're associating the knife with the shechita of the animal.
Better. Okay? And so therefore what? How does that get rid of the how does it get rid of the suffix? You need something in halacha to counter the suffix. What?
I just
threw it. Right. The chafza. No, but what have you produced now? What have you produced now? Because remember, because he's saying you need a reusa. You have to have actually something, some evidence in front of you to tell me that this thing was a problem. So therefore, what must you therefore say? What happens the moment I check the knife? It's in other words, again, halakhli means it's haschala shechita. But what's the concept behind what he's saying? What? Okay, but he's saying more than that because he's saying the ma'isa shechita. But he isn't required to check afterwards because he's saying the ma'isa shechita. What? Right, so what's that called? It's going to counter, it's a beautiful because it's countering exactly Rafuna's point. You need, it's a chazaka. Whereas what Rafuna, what he's saying is that. No, forget that, don't worry about the
rush.
What he's
saying,
maybe, I don't know. I like mixing up apples and oranges. But what he's saying here is that, what he's saying is that by the ma'aseh bedikah beforehand is actually the haschala l'shechita. And once I say this knife is sharp, once I determine that this knife is good to go, right, what I've actually created is a chazaka. There's a chazaka now that my shechita is going to be a good shechita. Right? That's what counters a suffix. It's a chazaka. But if I see evidence that there was a pagam in the knife, The chazaka is gone. And what's apparent now? There's a suffix. What?
So why would you check
after? Why not? Okay. What do you call it?
Why not?
No, because you mean halachically? Yeah. There is no reason why halachically. You see, after.